Thank you, Mark. And g'day. So I've got a bit of a fun topic. There's been a lot of serious topics, but tourism and holiday parks are what we're all about, and it's a great topic to talk about. Our G'day brand is a relatively new brand. Discovery Holiday Parks is our balance sheet brand, or our company-owned stores, or our company-owned parks. But as you'll see shortly, we've sort of expanded in now in the last 12 months in terms of a franchise and a rewards program. But I bet you, a lot of you think of holiday parks as something like this. Now, I didn't realise how big the screen was going to be today, and sitting down the front here, it is certainly very large. But this is how we remember the holiday park of yesteryear. And the beautiful thing is, this is our brand new glamping resort on Rottnest Island. This is a $29 million resort, eco-resort, with 70% of the electricity, the energy, is renewables, so wind and solar. So it is a 83 safari tents. It's effectively a resort under canvas. So there are no fixed buildings, obviously other than the central facilities like the pools and the toilet block and the restaurants. But as you can see from an innovative perspective, we are taking holiday parks to a whole new dimension. And if you have a look at this is on an island, Rottnest Island, so every single piece of building equipment had to come over on a barge. And you know, from a greenfield site in the sand dunes, this is an incredible project, our latest project. We've already had Sir Bob Geldof there this week, we've had Chris Hemsworth there this week, and we've had Matt Damon there this week. So we only opened last week, and that's what we've had in the first week. So it, from a social media perspective, it's going to go pretty well. Now, closer to home, we have done something similar at the Barossa Valley. It is the difference between what we've got the Barossa Valley and we've got on Rottnest Island is the Rottnest Island is a glamping product, whereas our Barossa Valley product is a separate precinct within our holiday park. So it's a little bit different. You've got to go over a bridge. It's separate from the holiday park, but it's very exclusive. It's got its own pool and an own area. And we see this as the future of tourism. It's the experiential part of tourism rather than that broken down old experience that you get in a 1970s hotel or a motel on the side of in a regional town. You know, this is how we see holiday parks and tourism moving forward. And we're really excited. From a little bit about what we are, with 2004, we started the business, so we've had an interesting journey. Not many people actually know our journey here in South Australia. I'm a proud South Australian, and we really grew quite rapidly and then hit some problems in the GFC, and we've now got about 70-odd properties that we own. So we own the freehold, and a lot of these properties are in wonderful locations such as Cradle Mountain up at Kununurra in Western Australia, down in Margaret River, the Barossa Valley up to northern Queensland. So as you can see, it's a very diverse portfolio. Now, about 12 months ago, we actually, talk about innovation, we actually expanded into a license or a franchise network, and that's now 200 parks in that network as well. So there's 270 parks in our network. So we are the largest owner and operator of holiday parks ourselves with our own balance sheet. We've also got the largest network with the network we've got across the country. In addition to that, we've launched G'day Rewards, and the G'day Rewards program is the rewards program which sits over the top from a customer perspective and allows the customer to move in between a top park and a Discovery park, and allows that customer. We track them. We've got partnerships with Virgin and Velocity and Flybuys, and where they can earn points. And it's a very We think that there's another significant gap in the market. So if you think about from a rewards program, you've got the Coles and the Woolworths, and then you've got the airlines, but there really isn't something in regional accommodation. And that's what we are. We are actually regional accommodation. So although I talk about the Barossa Valley, which is just outside of Adelaide, and I look at Mark and the airport, and that is a great catalyst to bring people into Adelaide. But what we're trying to do is we're actually trying to get people out of the cities and actually into the country. Because that's what we think is actually what Aussies want to experience. 94% of our customers are Australians. They actually want to go and see Australia. It is obviously an opportunity with the international trade. It's only 6%. But we see nature and the true, authentic Australian experience being what we sell. Getting people out of the capital cities into regional Australia and seeing the country. Now, the good thing about that is it creates regional employment. So here in Adelaide, we've got 120 people in our office here in Adelaide. We've got 22 people in our tech team. So we are developing, you talk about innovation, we are trying to develop the best booking process for the holiday park industry. We're trying to focus on what Airbnb are doing and even Uber in terms of the way you book it. You know, it's just such a seamless approach to the way that you interact. That's what we're trying to do in the holiday park sector. So we've got innovation here in Adelaide, but then in regional Australia, we are employing obviously regional people, and that is really, really important for economic growth across the country and obviously across regional South Australia. So also being in the accommodation sector, we have got a heavy focus on females. We've got a number of female managers in our portfolio. We think that females choose the holiday. So I don't know, for those of you out there that when you go on a holiday as with your partner, I think my wife chooses where we go. It is a key focus from a senior management perspective. We have focused really heavily on trying to give our female employees programs of resilience and training, because we actually think they are the key to our industry in terms of how and where do you book for your next holiday and what do you want to stay in? A glamping tent, even in a caravan, which I'm the chairman of the Caravan Industry Association of Australia, which includes all the manufacturing, we find that it's the females that actually choose the caravan. What caravan do they buy? So again, it's a really important aspect, and we're very proud of what we've done. So we're investing heavily. You can see water parks. We've got a number of water parks across the portfolio, obviously swimming pools. So once again, you talk about capital investment. I think we spent about $80 million in capital investment last year. We'll probably do similar next year. So it's a lot of upgrades in infrastructure, which obviously creates jobs during the construction phase. But then obviously there's more jobs in the operational phase as well. So it's just a really exciting, and it's a regional business. So if you talk about weaknesses, it's probably regional infrastructure. So let's take Robe. We all know Robe here. Let's take Robe. Robe during the winter is 1,000 people that live in Robe. It's a fishing village. And then it gets swamped at summertime, at Christmas time, with thousands and thousands of people. Now, we spend millions on Wi-Fi equipment across our whole organisation in terms of the nodes, the connectivity, the bandwidth. But unfortunately, the actual connection into Robe, as an example, just isn't good enough. So what happens over the Christmas period is it's fine when it's in the off-peak, but the infrastructure going into Robe is not good enough, and the whole town basically grinds to a halt from a Wi-Fi and connectivity perspective. Wi-Fi is like hygiene, right? It is part of the future. If you can't have Wi-Fi, you know, you can't have a good customer experience. So that, together with roads, signage, you know, these are all the areas of regional Australia. We focus very much on the capital cities, and even the push on the international trade, into our international visitors, it's all about the capital cities, about Sydney and Melbourne, and the Chinese are starting to venture outside of these capital cities. We've got the Germans and we've got the Dutch. They're great travellers and great tourers of our country. But the more we can actually invest in regional infrastructure, from our business's perspective, the more I think we'll attract the international traveller as well. I think Australians just accept it, which is not a good thing, but it's obviously, it allows our business to survive because 94% is domestic. From a threats perspective, look, housing prices has caused an issue, not in our business. We're actually incredibly resilient in the park sector. So in the GFC, our performance actually improved from a performance perspective because people traded down into holiday parks. So rather than going offshore, they traded down to the domestic holiday, which was fantastic. But I think the concern that I've got is that people's wealth, and we just heard on the CBA's presentations, people perceive wealth and their home is falling, and therefore we also saw the car loans graph, car finance. You know, caravans are the largest vehicle manufactured, now that Holden and Ford have left, caravans are actually the largest vehicle manufacturer in Australia. So there's 20,000 caravans manufactured in Australia every year, which is a big number, right? Now, unfortunately, that car finance graph is also showing what's happening in the finance for caravans. So we are seeing a falling off of purchase of caravans. So And we have seen it quite sharply in the last, probably since about October. So it's a bit nerve-wracking for us, for the industry as a whole. For us in the park side, it's not too bad. So the Royal Commission with finance, housing prices, obviously the election is causing, you know, everybody stopped spending. So we don't see that, I mean, obviously Easter and the peak school holidays will be strong, but we're really looking forward to June, July, when the election's over and certainty gets back into the market. I think most people have got a view about where the election will go, but you know, people still don't spend. And look, the other one is Airbnb and the online presence, booking.com. And yeah, there's no doubt they do a great job, and that's why we need to combat them from a customer experience perspective. We need to be very digitally savvy. How are we connecting with our customer? You know, on a customer journey map, when they've finished and they've left us, how are we connecting and making sure they come back to us again, making sure that that booking process is really easy. So as I said, there's about $10 million a year we're spending on tech. 22 people in the office up there. It's purely on tech and obviously outsourced as well. So it's a pretty significant investment that we've got from technology perspective. So, but the opportunities are massive. I look at what we've got ahead of us. I think the opportunities for South Australia are massive. You know, we're really excited about everything ahead of us. We look at the actual other tourism businesses in South Australia. You've got Journey Beyond. You've got SeaLink. You've got 1834 Hotels. These are all big national organisations. You know, you've got the airport. There are a number of really, really good tourism companies that people don't actually realise that is actually a key part of what South Australia has to offer. So everybody thinks that, you know, the Mantra, and they're all up on the Gold Coast for their headquarters. We've actually got some big headquarters here in Adelaide. So Journey Beyond, by the way, people don't know who that is. It's the Garn, and they've also got the Rottnest Ferries, and they've got a bunch of ferry businesses. Yeah, SeaLink, and most of you probably know about SeaLink. So the issue is you do have, you know, some significant businesses with some significant headquarters here in Adelaide. Obviously, training is important, and the universities, I'd love to see, you know, tourism and, you know, TAFEs being more focused on actually what the job prospects are in these, at least the three or four top employers from a head office perspective. Because otherwise, unfortunately, if you leave a tourism degree and you want to go, one option is to go and start on the floor pulling beers and cleaning rooms. The alternative is to come into a head office, which obviously we're fortunate to have them here in South Australia, and learn some of the head office functions, which I think is a key focus for us moving forward. So the opportunities are significant, and looking forward to talking to the panel, and hopefully I've given you some nice pictures. Thank you.